There's a home in Wyoming, far across the great divide. Just a home in old Wyoming, where the doors are open wide. There's a girl in Wyoming, neath the prairie stars that shine. Just to be in old Wyoming, with that old sweetheart of once more we'll ride, ride, ride down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will build a nest for two. Just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true. In the land where dreams come true, just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true. seen no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. Soul of man never dies. It shines and lights the way to home, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul soul of man never dies, and I will spend eternity where the soul of man never dies. No sad farewells, no sad farewells, there will be no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of dies. Dear friends, no sad farewell, no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies.
Do another one. I don't think we're quite ready to start.
We're not ready. Go ahead and play another one.
Oh, you must play.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, we've changed our mind. We've changed our mind.
Thank you.
be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you this day our brother Kelly. We thank you for giving him to us, his family and friends, to know and to love as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see in death the gate of eternal life, so that in quiet confidence we may continue our course on earth until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
I look to the mountains,
where my help.
My help will come from the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
He will not let you fail.
Your protector is always away.
The protector of Israel
never goes or sleeps.
The Lord will guide you.
He is by your side to protect you.
The sun will not hurt you during the day. The Lord will protect you from all danger.
He
will protect you as you come and go.
Of angels tenderly calling me home. Home, come on home. Ye who are weary, come home. Softly and tenderly calling.
Home, come on home.
deep inside you, tenderly calling to you, and it's saying,
please stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
be seated.
Good morning. I'm Robert Clark, Shelley's brother, much younger brother. It's my duty to always remind her. On behalf of Shelley and Leah and Ian and the rest of the family, we want to thank you. What a wonderful tribute this is to have so many friends and family have traveled from great distances and here in town even, but we have family from Washington, New York, California, Arizona, others from Tennessee, Texas, Cody. So grateful for all of you and for the love that you're expressing and have expressed to both Shelley and Kelly and the family these last few years especially. Kelly was born on January 19, 1948, in Sherman Oaks, California, to parents Ken Rubrecht and Jean Turney. His mom wanted to name him after his grandfather, George, who she dearly loved, but she hated his name. Instead, Kelly's legal name became G. Keller Rubrecht, which caused a lot of frustration over the years in legal documents. The day after his high school graduation from Sherman Oaks, Kelly drove to Yellowstone and got a job as a fishing guide. From then on, the mountains were his home and church, both physically and spiritually. Kelly got a bachelor's degree in fisheries biology from the University of Idaho. He later went on to earn a master's degree in fisheries biology at Utah State University. He worked seasonally for many years as a fisheries biologist at Grand Teton National Park. His last job was director of the wastewater treatment plant in the town of Jackson. Over the years, Kelly's passion for the outdoors grew, and he shared that passion with family and friends. He loved to camp, hike, and fish. He had several hiking buddies who said he hiked them all under the table. He hiked up Snow King almost every day of the year. Most of us take the chairlift up and then hike down. Kelly always hiked up, so. In 1975, Kelly met Shelley Clark, who was working as a naturalist in Grand Teton National Park. They shared a love of the outdoors and music and quickly developed a love for each other. They married in 1990. This is a memorial service. There wouldn't be math, but I want you to take a note here. 1975 they met, they married in 1990. That's 15 years. Shelley never wanted to get involved really quick in anything, so. The great story in the family is when Kelly asked for her hand from my father, he said, I'd like to marry your daughter, and he says, well, what year? Kelly got his first instrument, a Martin guitar, at the age of 15, and taught himself to play. His musical influences included Clarence White, Thumbs Carlisle, and Doc Watson. He played in many bands over the years and gained a reputation for being one of the finest guitar players in the region. Shelley, a classically trained violinist, let Kelly turn her into a fiddler before the couple launched their musical career together. One of the first places Kelly played was the original Hootenanny, known then as the Teton Tea Party under the Snake River Bridge at Moose. No mention about the barrel full of liquid. Anyway, that was an occasion for people to have fun jamming and enjoying the natural world. Shelley and Kelly formed a Western swing band in the mid-1970s and played for more than 30 years, traveling all over the country and even to Switzerland. Kelly backed up Shelley at the National Old Time Fiddle Contest in 1976 in Weezer, Idaho, where she won the Ladies National Division. Kelly also had the honor of playing with Stephanie Davis on the radio program, A Prairie Home Companion, a few times actually. And I need to also mention they had some other notoriety. They were the warm-up band for Waylon Jennings and Logan Utah's concert. And they also, don't talk here, but they're known as the first band. They were the band that played for Bill Clinton's 50th birthday party when they came to Jackson Hole. And just as a tribute to Kelly and a little story aside of his nature, they called and Kelly said, guess what happened? He said, well, I said, we got asked to play for the president's birthday party. And we turned him down. I said, what? He says, we have another job. We have a commitment to a bar over in Dubois. I said, what are you, nuts? You can play at the bar anytime. This is the president. You think I screwed up? I said, oh yeah. Well, okay, so we called the bar, V and Kelly, and said, listen, we've got another opportunity to play for the president, but we've committed to you, and if you'd like, we have a substitute band that'll come and play, but if you still want us, we'll come play for you. And the bar owner apparently said, well, okay, as long as they pay you a lot of money. So, Shelley, the couple shared many beautiful experiences. Kelly took the time to learn Spanish, and they took many trips to Mexico together. I might also add, Kelly had a love as we went to Hawaii and other places to snorkel. He was just loved those fish. And there was a palapa on the beach in Mazatlan that had his name on it. Kelly adored his lovely daughter, Leah, from his first marriage to Sandy Jackson, and spent as much time as possible with her. In 1997, Shelley and Kelly welcomed a beautiful baby boy, Ian Carlos, into their family. Kelly's two children were the apple of his eye. Kelly and his sister Polly also got together whenever possible. In recent years, Polly frequently visited the Living Center, comforting Kelly and bonding with the staff. Kelly was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2006 and functioned quite well for several years. In early 2015, he was admitted to the Living Center, where he resided until his passing. We are all appreciative of the marvelous care he received. The entire staff is so caring and compassionate, and they made Kelly feel a part of the family. Kelly had a wonderful personality and even temperament. He was unselfish and the kindest man around. Kelly had a widely appreciated sense of humor and loved to crack jokes. He liked only two kinds of pie, hot and cold. And of course, Sylvia's flan. Shelley and all the family wish to thank everyone for their countless expressions of love, support, kindness, and generosity, especially over the past few years. Kelly was preceded in death by his mother, Jean Turney, his father, Ken Rubrecht, his stepfather, Peter Turney. He leaves behind his wife, Shelley, son Ian Carlos, Ian's fiance, JoJo Denmark, daughter Leah Payne and her husband Lee, and their son Colby Payne, sister Polly Rubrecht, and a host of musicians and friends who were like family. We want to thank so many wonderful musicians for coming. I want musicians at my funeral. We even have a bagpipe, apparently, so looking forward to that. And as my father would say, and as a last tribute to Kelly, he's a good soul. And as the scripture says, yea, truly he was like Nathaniel of old, a man without guile. Thank you.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
but feel there's a shadow growing longer now that's nipping at my heels. I know that soon that old four lane that runs beneath my wheels will take me home to the sweet Wyoming home. To watch the a prairie lullaby, peaceful wind, an old coyote's cry, song of home, a sweet Wyoming home. Now all the rounders wish you luck when they know you're in a jam. Money's riding on the bull, and he don't give a damn. Now I've always loved the riding, there ain't nothing quite the same. And another year may bring the luck, the winning of the game. But there's a magpie on the fence rail, and he's calling out my name. He calls me home to a sweet Wyoming home. Watch the moon smiling in the sky, hum a tune.
For our brother Kelly, let us pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am resurrection and I am life. Lord, you consoled Martha and Mary in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Kelly and dry the tears of those who weep. Hear us, Lord. You wept at the grave of Lazarus, your friend. Comfort us in our sorrow. Hear us, Lord. You raised the dead to life. Give our brother eternal life. Hear us, Lord. You promised paradise to the thief who repented. Bring our brother to the joys of heaven.
Hear us, Lord.
Comfort us in our sorrows at the death of our brother. Let our faith be our consolation and eternal life our hope. Father of all, we pray to you for Kelly and for all those whom we love but see no longer. Grant to them eternal rest. Let light perpetual shine upon them. May his soul and the souls of all the departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints. You only are immortal, the creator and maker of mankind, and we are mortal, formed of the earth, and to the earth shall we return. For so did you ordain when you created me, saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All of us go down to the dust, yet even at the grave we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Give rest, O Christ. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Kelly. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. Please rise for the closing hymn.
That concludes the service, and we'll dismiss the family to go back and greet you as you leave, and we'll take you out with some songs here.
Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Just give me land, love."
Here's a happy one for you. Happy sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again.
I think we're done.
She wants the bagpipe. Let's to tell her about the bagpipe.
Making you take